Having done all, I shall stand. June 24. A steadfast experience. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Those who stand in defense of the honor of God, and maintain the purity of truth at any cost, will have manifold trials, as did our Savior in the wilderness of temptation, while those who have yielding temperaments, who have not courage to condemn wrong, but keep silent when their influence is needed to stand in defense of the right against any pressure, may avoid many heartaches and escape many perplexities. They will also lose a very rich reward, if not their own souls. Those who are in harmony with God, and who through faith in Him receive strength to resist wrong and stand in defense of the right, will always have severe conflicts, and will frequently have to stand almost alone. But precious victories will be theirs while they make God their dependence. His grace will be their strength. Their moral sensibility will be keen and clear, and their moral powers will be able to withstand wrong influences. Their integrity, like that of Moses, will be of the purest character. Stupidity must be shaken off. We must arouse from the lethargy that will prove our destruction unless we resist it. Satan has a powerful, controlling influence upon minds. There is no such thing now as a neutral position. We are all decidedly for the right, or decidedly with the wrong. There are many who profess to believe the truth who are blind to their own danger. They cherish iniquity in their hearts and practice it in their lives. Their friends cannot read their hearts, and frequently think that such are all right.